Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host for the Word of God through the voice of Vaughn Ministry. I am Minister Vaughn Dimas out of sunny San Antonio, Texas. Again, the ministry is the Word of God. That's what's more important. It's just through the voice of Vaughn, Word of God, through the voice of Vaughn Ministry. So we want to get started tonight just by enjoying each other. Let's see what the Lord has for us. And we're going to start with a little song. It's familiar to you. But I want you to understand that tonight, He knows your name. In the midst of your pain, your sorrow, all of those things that are hidden, that you're not letting anyone know about, all of those things that you have closed the door and you said, I'm not even going to deal with this right now. All of those things that seem to be climbing on your back, they're getting in your spirit and they're trying to weigh you down. And you have a smile on your face, but you have hurt in your heart. And until you deal with that, it's not going to go anywhere. But He knows your name. So when you call out His name, you call out the name of the Father. And when you call out and start speaking directly to the Son, and then when you call out in the Holy Ghost that lives within you, hallelujah, I want you to know just the same. He knows your name. He knows what all you're going through. Nothing just surprises Him or slips up on Him. He has allowed you to be where you're at right now. So whatever you're going through, I know it's painful. I know it hurts. How do I know? How would I know? I know because I've been there. I live there. I'm in the land of the living too. When you cut me, I bleed blood just like anybody else. I go through trials and tribulations. I just have to hold on to His word that said He has already overcome the world. So He's overcome your finances right now. He's already overcome that. Reach up and just grab hold of His hand, of His word. He's holding you up. I know it feels like you can't make it. You want to fall down. He's holding on to you through that divorce, through that separation, through that issue that you're going through with your child or children right now. He is still holding you up. Ah, He's got you. He knows your name. And every circumstance that you're going through, as we play this song tonight, I'm going to ask you to lay it down. Call it out, because whatever the name is, divorce, whatever the name is, disobedient children, disrespect, hallelujah, homelessness, joblessness, whatever it is, it must bow down to, come on, the name of Jesus. So as we go through this song, He knows my name. Hallelujah. Let Tasha lead us. Open your heart and sing too. Start to call out those things that are calling themselves to be strongholds in your life, over your life. Call them out. Pull them down. Pour down the strongholds and put them down under your feet. Put your feet on their neck, because they must bow down to the name of Jesus. There's nothing that can stand up to the name of Jesus. You're there because God knows you can make it through. He can trust you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on now, encourage yourself. Yes, He does. Yes. He's with you. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, you belong to the most heavenly high God. Yeah, he knows my name, yes. Good time. Yes, it's okay to cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So glad he knows my name. Comforts me, yes, yes. Yes, yes, he's a counselor. Yes, it's amazing. Yes, yes, yes. What a friend, what a friend. Mm-hmm. Pour out your heart. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. I'm made new, brand new, brand new. Oh, yes. My heart to you. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. You know my name. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for never leaving me. Even when I don't feel you, you're there. Talking with me. Talking me through it. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Walking. Yes. Victory. Yes. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. You are my name. Thank you, Jesus. You hold my hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you got me. You hold my hand. Yes. My name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In the midnight hours, when everything else is gone, everybody else is gone home. Hallelujah. We said our last words. You buried that loved one. Hallelujah. But you're still hurting. You're still in pain, and you still need to hear from him. He's still right there. I know you feel the grief so thick on you. I know that it seems like that eviction notice is just a day or two outside of where you're at today. I know that your friends and all the things that they said about you have scandalized your name, the ones that you've helped, the ones that you've loved, the ones that you've trusted. And I know you can just hear those words vibrating in your eardrum right now, but I want you to know that there's a moment in time that you've got to stand up. And you got to start shaking yourself. And you got to start speaking the word of God over those situations. Because sitting there and worrying is not going to add not one day to your life. It's not going to change anything that is going on in your life. You will continue and continue to be just where you're at, miserable, confused, feeling like you've been tossed aside. Hallelujah. And you'll always be that feeling. You'll have it with you. It'll be around you. It'll start to seek up under you like quicksand and pull you down. If you don't make a decision that I'm going to stand, and I'm going to stand on the word of God, I'm going to stand, and the blood of Jesus is going to cover me. He's already shed the blood. He's already paid the price. It is up to me. What am I going to do with it now? So you see, you can either believe that God is on your side, and that therefore you can speak it. He said, if you believe it and you speak it, then there it is. There it is. It shall be with you. It shall come up on you. It shall overtake you. Hallelujah. It shall guide you. It shall lead you. It shall bring you directly to me. You will feel the Holy Spirit instead of the grief, instead of the shame, instead of the pain that you're going through, instead of that little negative voice, the adversary that is trying to tell you to take yourself out of the game, that you no longer are eligible to be in the game. It's trying to tell you that God doesn't love you. Hallelujah. It is time to get moving. Hallelujah. Go to God first and see what happens. Seek him first and see how you can go forward. Hallelujah. God knows your name. God knows your name. And so before you go to sleep, or maybe you're sleeping and you just tossing and turning and just can't get it together, or maybe you're listening to this early in the morning and you've had a good night's rest and you're getting started with your day, it is this message God sent to tell you, to encourage you, to get a daily dose of encouragement that you can go on, you can make it, that you can start your day with goodness. You don't have to go to sleep worrying about that thing, waking up worrying about that thing, indecisiveness. Then one moment you say that you're okay, you're going to make it, and the next moment you're down in the dumps again, and the enemy is putting more of his negative power up on you, and the negative vocabulary is starting to weigh up on you. No, 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 no. I'm talking about really trusting. And you said, I may have my trust. I may have it. I trust God. But this situation, oh, Minister Vaughn, I don't know. My belief is kind of swaying. It's like the ocean is swaying. It's going back and forth. But I want you to know that whether you believe it or not, that can determine if you receive it or not. That can determine if you receive it or not. What is it that you're waiting on God to do for you today? What is it that you need to receive from him? What is it that nobody else can do? What is it that when it is done, even all those that are around you who doubted you, who doubted the God that you was believing in, who doubted that the God was even hearing you, all of those that are around you who said, look at her now. Where is her God now? I don't want to serve a God like that. I tell you, you stay up. You stay up. You stay up because God wants you to show his love through you. People are going to see patience through you. They're going to receive whatever that you are holding on to. Whatever you're showing the world is what they're going to see. They're going to see. They're going to feel God's love through you. Through you. Because we all go through. Whatever you're going through right now doesn't mean anything because, honey, everybody goes through. So who are you? God has chosen you. He said, you're a child of God. He said, you can believe in him. He said, he knows that you will trust him. Listen to God talking to you. Listen to God talking to you. Listen to God speaking his words to you, speaking his words over you. You are a beloved child of God. You ever been in love with someone and you're just excited every time that you see them or every time that they speak? That's what God sees with you, with me. Hallelujah. He said, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I know that he loved me. It's embedded in me. I was taught that he loves me. I was taught that he'll never leave me. I was taught that he'll never forsake me. But I need to feel his power right now, Minister Vaughn. I need his love right now. I need his comfort right now. I need his counseling right now. That's a good place to be. It doesn't feel like it right now. But I tell you, he's right there with you. And he wants you to know there's nothing you can go through that he's not right there. He's right there with you. He hears it. And he's growing you up. You're going through something because God's going to use all of that that you're going through right now. He's going to use all of that to take you to where he's carrying you. When you get there, you're going to understand. You said, this doesn't bother me anymore. Hallelujah. You got to let go and surrender it all to God. I remember when my oldest brother first went into the military many, many, many moons ago, God gave him that blessing. And he went into the military and it worked for him greatly. And when he first got into boot camp and he sent back to mom and he was saying that some of the boys and ladies was falling out. They couldn't take when the drill sergeants would yell at them or get up there and direct that they do something, or the drill sergeants would give them an order to do something, and they would halfway do it. But they did it. If they didn't do it all the way, of course, they got in trouble. And he said they was just willing to leave. They were crying. They were just miserable. He said, Mom, I just want to say thank you. Because when Mom gave a direction, she meant for it to be carried out. And so he was used to doing that. He was used to not halfway doing things, but doing his best at it, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. So it helped him along the way. Now, when Mom was yelling at him, or Mom was correcting him, I'm sure it didn't feel that good. I'm a witness that it didn't feel that good and didn't understand how it was going to be beneficial down the road. But you hear what I'm saying? Can you see this vision of what it is that you're carrying that load right now? You know, you don't have to walk around with it. As it gets heavy, give it over to God. Don't wait until it builds up. To God, this is yours. You didn't build me to carry this. You just wanted me to keep following you as you do the carrying. You said I could cast my cares to you. You said in Matthew 11:28 that I can come to you when I'm labored. I'm heavy laden, And you said you would give me rest. God, I need rest. God, I need rest. So I come to you, like your word said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I tell you, so many things going on in our society right now. Ah, who's not labored? Who's not heavy laden? If you're not today, you just keep on living. It's coming back around to you. It's going to knock. It's going to knock, whether you want to answer the door or not. Hallelujah. Sickness will come knocking on your door. Misunderstanding will come knocking on your door. Misrepresentation, scandalization of your name. Hallelujah. Famine can come knocking on your door. I don't care how much you have stored up right now. It can come knocking at your door. You'll find yourself heavy laden, and you're needing some rest. God wants to give you that rest. He wants to give you that rest. You know, it said that there's soon coming something for you. This too must pass. This too must pass, whatever you're going through, how heavy it is. I want to tell you that there's something amazing coming your way soon. Don't you give up yet. There's something amazing coming your way soon. And you said, I just can't wait to get to that amazing. Keep on praying. Keep on holding. Keep on standing. Because your carts will overflow with abundance. Hallelujah. Men are going to come from the north, east, south, and west to pour into you, just like he's asking you right now to do to them. Pour into somebody by giving them the good news, by getting up and visiting the sick, by going that extra mile and looking through your closet and see what you're not using that you can give to somebody else. You're pouring into somebody. You're helping them in a way, the same way that you're waiting for your help to come. You be a helper today. You overflow somebody else's cart today. He said, I have nothing. Look around. Look what's in your hands. God is only asking you to use what he's given you. He's not asking you to do something, make something appear out of the sky. Look in your closet and see what you have. Check your house and see what you have. Somebody's praying for that right now. You're not using it, but it's in your possession right now. Somebody's praying for those new clothes. It may not be new to you, but it's brand new to them. Hallelujah. Somebody's waiting on a new Bible that you haven't read. You bought because you thought it was nice. It would look good here. But somebody's waiting on that Bible. Hallelujah. He shall bring it to pass. I mean, he's bringing something. He's bringing something. God is an action God. He's moving. He's doing something. Right now, he's doing something. He's reminding you, even as you feel what you feel. Believe me, I know. Hallelujah. Walking through challenges myself. It says, take my yoke upon you. You know, you ever saw an ox with a yoke or an animal with a yoke and it's just binding on him? He said, but if you take my yoke upon you and you learn from me, that means you're going to have to turn the music down. That means you're going to miss your favorite show. That means you're going to have to take some time and start to encourage somebody. You're going to have to pick up a pen and paper and start writing down words of encouragement. You may have to send somebody a text or an email just encouraging them. You may have to ask for forgiveness even though you feel you wasn't wrong. Ah, when you learn from me, he said. He said, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You know, it really gets me sometimes that how we as Christians, we say we're Christ followers, that we're the examples. He's the example for us. We are the example to others. But we're so cruel. We're so mean. We would jump up in somebody's face. We would tell them in a minute that you're wrong and you know, that is of the devil. It is the love of God. Don't ever forget it. It's the love of God that compels man to him to come running saying, what must I do to be saved? It's because the love of God they see inside of you. It's the love of God that they see inside of you. It's the patience of God that they see inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. When you're weary and worried about all of the situations that are going on and ain't nothing you can do about it, you're anxious for it, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. You might as well give it over to God. You might as well give it over to God. You can't sleep because the enemies will not allow you to sleep. He's bringing it back to your remembrance, and he's adding on to your bad story. It wasn't as bad as it is what you think it is. He just keeps adding more to it, adding more to it. Hallelujah. Adding more to it. Psalms 37:5, that he shall bring it to pass. Just remind yourself of that every now and then. Go back and remind yourself. His word will not come back to him void. And in his word, Psalms 37:5, it said that he shall bring it to pass. Oh, my hurt, my heartache. To the father out there that was cleaning his gun and ended up shooting his 15-year-old son. And the doctors had told him at the emergency room, this is no big deal. This is not life-threatening, but he's going to need surgery. And then he goes into surgery, and the doctor comes back out to say he didn't make it through surgery. To the two brothers that was cleaning their guns, and the gun went off and shot one of their granddaughters and killed her. I think she was 4 years old. And just the day before, one of those two brothers' son had got into a bad car accident. And he's in the hospital fighting for his life. This too will pass. What will pass, Minister Vaughn? What will pass? That feeling that you can't get rest, he will give you rest. He will give you rest. That feeling that you're never going to be able to make it through another day, that'll pass, that you don't understand it and you can't, don't even know how to live now. He's going to guide you. He's going to show you a way to get past it. You're never going to forget what happened. You're never going to forget the love of that child or that grandchild or whoever it may be, grandma. These grandmothers have been so precious and so many lives, not just the children's lives, but the neighbors' lives and the grandkids' lives. These grandmothers have did a miraculous job, and now God is calling so many of them home. And the ones that are left don't know what to do. All the time that you've had grandma. Grandma is old now, and you still didn't learn that recipe that you said you needed to know. You still relied on her to do everything. You still relied on grandpa to do everything for you. Now, grandpa is going on to take his rest. But you have what you have not got from you. You're going to have to get it from God. I tell my family all the time, all my girls, whether it's my daughter or granddaughters, two granddaughters, one daughter, whoever it is, I tell them, learn from me. Let me be an example. While I'm here, what questions do you have that's really confusing you about life, whatever it is? Let's talk and talk, bring it to the Lord. Let's get it together. I don't want to leave here knowing that you're still confused and you still shut up in that lie inside of you that says, I can't talk to nobody about it. That you're listening to the voice of the enemy who says that move yourself away from people. You're not built to be away from people. You're built to be in companionship. You're built to be in friendships. You're built to be in relationships. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. He wants to pull you aside, throw you over here so only he can speak to you, that you can't hear the good news anymore, that all the things that you're going to hear now is damnation, how bad you are, of all the mistakes you made, that nobody loves you, that nobody can forgive you, nobody can stand to be around you. You know that.
But you've got to get yourself to the point that you say, I'm spending up. No more. No more. No more. Philippians 4 says, be anxious for nothing. For nothing. I don't care what yours is. You're saying maybe no more, no more. You got to get up in the morning times just repeating that. No more. No more. No more. No more will I be lowly, and no more will I be sitting down here beating myself. No more, no more, no more, no more. I've decided that I'm going to be the best me I can be. I have decided that I'm going to love me. I have decided that I'm going to believe that God loves me. I'm going to believe it. And I'm going to open my heart and I'm going to receive it. I'm going to receive God's love in a new way. In a new way. I'm going to allow him to love me now. I'm going to expect love from him. I'm going to expect rest from him. He said his burdens is light. I'm going to expect a change in my situation. I don't care what people are looking at me, what they may think, how down they may think that I've always been. Guess what? I'm getting up. I'm getting up. I'm getting up. Hallelujah. Watch out, devil. I'm getting up. In the name of Jesus. Covered by the blood of Jesus. It's nothing in us, but it's in the name of Jesus we can speak like this. We can speak with authority in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we can believe that God is going to do just exactly what he said he was going to do. That God sent his son that we may have life. You know, it's a lot of people walking around here. They are alive, but they're dead inside. But he sent his son that you may have life. And not just a little life, but he said life in abundance. In abundance. That even in the midst, when you fall into a little pit hole, huh? It doesn't take you all the way down. You don't have to start all the way over. You've learned now how to just, oops, get yourself up and walk on and keep on going. You keep on moving. You keep on encouraging yourself when the world wants to turn against you. When you feel like family is turning against you. Everybody that said that they was a friend is no longer being friendly. Hallelujah. You're going to keep right on moving. You're going to keep on going. Hallelujah. You're going to keep on going. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? Can you believe that for you today? You can pray for peace in your life. You can pray for peace in your life today. You said a bill hasn't been paid yet, Minister Bond, but you can still live in peace. You can still live in peace. You can still live in peace. Yeah, it hasn't been paid where you can see it. But it's already in God's plan. It's already in God's plan. Hallelujah. It's already in his plan. He's already worked it out. I know you're trying to figure it out. I know you're trying to figure it out. How did I get here? What's really going on? But he's already worked it out. He's already worked it out. Can you say that? He's already worked it out. Every time the enemy tries to remind you of just how deep it is and just how hard it is and do you know where you're at and what's going on, just say, he's already worked it out. He's already worked it out. Every storm that's in your life right now is trying to pressure you to let go. Even your spouse may be trying to pressure you to let go. To let go. You tell them, I'm going to let God. I'm going to hold on because I'm letting God. Why are you able to go through this? How are you still smiling? Because I'm not carrying it anymore. I've given that load over to God. I don't understand it. So I gave it to the one who understands it all. I don't know which way to go. So I'm being directed by the one who created it all. who is allowing it to happen, who knows where I'm at. People say all the time, where was God when a child got hit? He was right there in the minds and the spirits of all of those that has been assigned to that child, whether it's your neighbor, your friend, you're watching the stuff go down in your neighborhood and you're not doing anything about it. You're watching all the different stuff that's been poured into our schools, into our libraries that are teaching our kids anything they can against God. And we don't say anything. We don't speak up and do anything. Yeah, he's turning around with the same question. Where were you? Where were you? Why did you allow this to happen? Why didn't you make a move? Why didn't you stand up for my word? Why didn't you teach your kids my word? Oh, I'm just waiting until they get to grown and they can decide of their stuff, of what they want to believe. Well, let's see how well that works out for you, baby. Let's see how well that works out for you. You better teach your kids, even as a young one, how to pray. You got to teach them how to be still, how to calm their spirits. Psalms 46:10 tells us to be still and know that I'm God. Not your circumstances, not your job, not your boss, not your spouse, not your preacher, not your teacher, not your vehicle, not that yacht that you just purchased. But you better be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted amongst the nations, not just amongst your friends and your neighborhood. He said, I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. So let me let you know that that yacht that you just bought, you can get stuck and it'll sink. You're still going to have to look to me. You're still going to have to know who I am in order for you to know who to call to get you out of that situation. You're still going to need to exalt me, exalt my name. You still need me. You're still a part of me. He said, I put a void inside of you when I created you. And you can't get around it. I don't care what you try to fill it with. It may be a temporary high that the adversary is trying to trick you into thinking, drinking, this is the way that you forget about that you feel better about. Nah. Don't fall for those foolish things. That once I was a child, but now that I'm a man, I do things that are manly, that are womanly, that are grown adults things to do. I don't still cry around and I don't still crawl around like I'm a babe. Why are you still believing the same trick that he tricked your grandma with? He tricked your granddad with? He tricked your mom, your sisters, your brothers. The same trick, just a new face he used it on. And now here you are. This is your time to stand up. Break that yoke. Hallelujah. When you return to God, some of us say that, you know, my mom and dad brought me up in church and I was in church all the time because you need God all the time, wherever you're at. So what, you're going to tell me you left the church to go to the world? So now the world's offering you something better than what you're receiving there? You said, I didn't get anything there. You need to go back then. Even if you stand in the front of the mirror and do your self-examination and look at your church and allow God to pour into your church, or allow God to build up your church. Isaiah 30:15 says, in returning, come on back. Come on. He said, I'm still waiting patiently in line. I'm still offering my invitation to you to return. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. You shall be saved. You said, I said those words, but you didn't live those words. You didn't mean those words. So when they told you at the altar that you are now saved, but you know if you were just mumbling off some stuff, if you were just repeating something, but in your heart, when you return this time and you rest, you lay all that other junk down, whatever it is, the drunkenness, the highness, but being promiscuous, whatever it is, the lying, ain't nobody believing you. We know you're a liar. Been procrastinating about everything you say and do. No one can trust your word. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. It said, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. We're going to trade all of the noise, and you can't get in your car without just blasting somebody of the world. He said, even if it's Christian music, I just need you to just get there in your car in quietness, just you and I. Some people can't stand for the conversation to stop or slow down. They get up, they got to move, they got to run, they got to go somewhere, they got to say something, they'll tell your business, their business, the neighbor's business, their makeup business. They'll do anything to keep that quietness from overtaking them. But it said again, here in Isaiah 30:15, this is the word of God. His word will not come back to him void. It said in quietness and confidence. That's when you're going to gain your confidence. And that's what's going to be your strength. That's where you're going to gain your strength. Again, every storm that you're going through is trying to prevent you from holding on. I mean, God is crossing over to the other side of your release. He's ready to release you. He's crossing over to the other side of this thing with you. And I know the waves is building up and they're hitting hard. And guess what? There he is. He's walking across the water. He's right there with you. He's waiting to see, do you believe? Just what you're praying, just what you're saying. But do you believe it? I heard you say it. But do you believe it? So whether you believe it or not determines whether you receive it or not. Hallelujah. 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 But God is crossing over to the other side. He's ready to release you from that self-love that you've been holding up, from that self-pity, from those demonic thoughts that you've been carrying around and spreading to others and passing out crystals and the tarot cards and reading your palms. He's trying to relieve you of something so you can see something different, so you can go a different place. Because what you got with you now, you can't carry all those idols with you to the next level. You got to let it go. You got to let some people go. They can't go with you to where God is trying to test you. He's testing you to see, are you ready to go? Can you wait patiently for me as I work a little stuff out for you? You know, as kids, you would be anxious to go somewhere. And my kids, we raised our kids in Omaha, Nebraska. So sometimes it would get 30 degrees, and we said, okay, we'll get you ready and let you go out for a little bit because we were just glad to have 30 degrees, you know. So, but before they could go out, they may be anxious to go play in the snow or whatever it was. We noticed snow was going to cover them up. So, but before they could go out, we had to say, be patient. Hold on. Mom and Daddy's got to get you ready to go out there. We got to prepare you to go out in those elements. God is trying to prepare us. We're anxious. We want it now. 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 I want that man over there. He said, that's not the man for you. That's not the man for you. And some of the people that we're pointing out and even talking to God about that we want, that's somebody else's husband. God is not going to take somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife and give it to you. He said, no, I'm preparing you for yours. Will you be patient to receive it? So we're crying, God, I want to go on this trip. He said, this is not the trip for you. This could end your life. This is not for you. But God, I want to do this. I want to be able to do what everybody else is doing. I didn't create you like everybody else. Everybody is individual, and I have something special for you, and I'm not even going to let you blow it. I'm not going to let you blow it. So as we close tonight, this morning, 2:45 a.m. Central Time in San Antonio, I just ask you, God is asking you, don't blend into those situations. Don't blend in and start receiving all of that voodoo and hoodoo and serendipity and whatever else is out there. You don't have to blend into that just because nobody else seems to be believing in the Lord. Nobody else seems to be speaking of the good news. Well, he has you there. You are the one. Don't be like Jonah and say, oh, I'm not going there. They're wicked. They're mean. They kill people. They do all this stuff. I'm going in another way. I'm not going there. I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm not going in and let them stay there and destroy themselves. I don't want to be a part of it. See where God is sending you, where he's getting ready to take you, what the word that he has, that he's putting inside of you, is not for your understanding right now. He just wants you to be available. Open your mouth. And as he speaks through you, he will speak his own words through you, the willing vessel. The understanding will come. The understanding will come. When he's preaching and teaching to others, he's preaching and teaching to you, the willing vessel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get that confused. We tend to look at the man or the woman of God, and we think that they just got all the answers. And this, honey, that's the word of God that we're speaking. He's teaching to us even as we speak. He's speaking through us, all of us, to raise us up, to give us peace, to give us rest. So you don't have to blend in. You can stand out. Be bold to stand out. Know that he's getting ready to release you to do bigger and better things. Don't worry about the ones that you got to leave behind. And don't go home and tell them, Minister Bond said, I'm leaving my stuff. That I don't have to put up with you anymore. No, that's not what I'm saying. Hear the word of God. This is the word of God. It's through the voice of Vaughn. And that's not what God is saying. You know what it is God is telling you in the midst of that bad situation. Go to him. You can cry out to him. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers. The Lord taught us in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the peacemakers. So you don't have to stand up for things that you know are wrong. Hallelujah. He tells us in Exodus 33, I think 14, it said, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. He keeps telling us about this rest. We're in a season that we are so stressed out, but he's trying to give us rest. And he's reminding you, I will go with you. My presence will be with you. He said, I don't feel you. I don't feel. Keep going. He's there. Just trust that he's there. Sometimes the test is not about just trusting. It's about, do you believe that he will do this for you? Do you believe that he loves you enough? It's a belief test. And then sometimes it's not just about a belief test. Do you trust that he will carry you through? That you trust that he will make a way out of no way? You know, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. You don't have to always argue and tear relationships up because you are trying to make a point that you're right. Just be the peacemaker. Vengeance is not yours. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. So blessed are the peacemakers. The Lord taught us in the Sermon on the Mount. For they will be called children of God. Now somebody's right now probably calling you some other names that doesn't come close to a child of God. But the one who counts, the voice who counts, he will turn it around and he will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. He'll set you up on high right in front of them. He'll make them have to come back and ask you for something to make sure your heart is right. See, Joseph had to go through some things in the palace and in the prison. He had to go through some things, even down off in the citron that they had threw him in. He had to go through some things because to get his heart right. Because the day was going to come when those same ones who had done so much to him was going to need him desperately. And he had to have a good heart. His heart had to be right. His mind had to be right. His love had to be genuine. He couldn't be saying one thing, but in his heart he's mumbling another. No, it had to be right. It had to be right. He couldn't have came from the moment when he had the dream as a little boy. He couldn't have ruled and reigned at that time. He wasn't ready. God just showed him the vision. God is showing you something. He shows me things. Day visions, night visions, in my dreams, walking in my car. Don't miss his glory when you go out and just look at his glory. He's going to amaze you. And then just invite him to speak to you. Father God, I want to be a peacemaker. Speak to me. And so seeking to grow in your faithfulness to the Lord. God, help me to get closer to you. I want more of you. But you got to do something. You got to train yourself for it. You got to put it on your phone, on your alarm clock, wherever you're going to set a timer. At this time, I'm going to give God, I'm going to spend this much time with God. He gives us 24 hours a day. We sleep 8 to 10 hours of that. Then we'll give a man on a job another 8 hours. We'll give the kids their stuff. We'll give them more hours. What time do we have for God? You may start out with giving him an hour. Beautiful for you. You may start out with giving him 10 minutes. Wonderful for you. Because you're giving him something. If you can't say what to say, you just call his name. Just let him know you love him. Let him know you appreciate him. Let him know you want to be closer to him. Let him know you want an intimate relationship with him. Let him know that you want that feeling in your heart that you just get giddy just the thought of him. Hallelujah. Let him know that you want to feel his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:24. It says, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Of all the stuff that's been going on during the day, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down. It said, and your sleep will be sweet. Somebody needs a sweet sleep right now. Hallelujah. We set about making peace every day of our life. Working for its fruition in every dark corner of the world. We pray for the other saints because they've been scandalized. They've been whipped. There have been things that are going through because they're just trying to share the good news. That's what we're here to do. And we get so afraid and anxious that we hide behind the bad news of the world. We got the good news in us, but we don't want to share it because the bad news, the bad people here in Nineveh, oh, they're bad people and what they're going to do. But God said, my presence will still be with you. You go out there. You be a peacemaker. You be a peacemaker. You continue to pray for the dark corners of the world. It's too many things to even mention. It's so many things that we, each and every one of us individually, should be praying almost 24 hours a day. Don't cease praying. Pray night and day. Oh, I prayed in the morning time, so I'm fine. Check that box off. God is not somebody that can check. He's waiting on you to check off something. He wants you to want to be with him. He wants you to want to be in love with him. Just like your spouse just doesn't want you to say good morning and then you don't say nothing else throughout the rest of the day. No. Mm-mm. And so as we pray, every demonic spirit, we command it by the authority that God has given us in the blood of Jesus Christ, that it shall bow down to the name of Jesus. And in all our work, for the kingdom, to edify the kingdom, we begin with prayer and praying that God's peace may touch all places where violence seeks a foothold. That's not too hard to do, is it? Just to pray that God's peace may touch all places where violence seek a foothold. And if it be his will, may our hands have a part in it. May our hands have a part in. He hasn't involved you in everything, but he's got so many things that starts right there with you, that your hands going to make a difference. Your hands is going to make a difference. So as you pray over the homes in your community, you pray together for peace over the schools. Every time you pass a school or a daycare and you just pray, you're driving, be cautious. Don't say, Minister Vaughn said, close my eyes as I drive, or hear me from this. Hallelujah. You may pull up in that parking lot or whatever it is, but throw your hand up and say, God, I pray your peace over this school. God, I pray your peace over this daycare. I pray no violence over this school, over this community building, whatever it is. You see kids walking back and forth to school. I pray that they have learning beyond understanding. I pray that any anger that's inside of them has to subside and bow down. Give them peace. I pray that any hunger is going to be fed when they're on their journey at this school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that no demonic spirits will have the ruling or have an invitation to set up inside of their lives. Hallelujah, as footholds, because we know that they'll start there and they'll build up as strongholds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's pray. A prayer of peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for your peace in all creation. You said that you would keep us in perfect peace if we would just keep our minds stayed on you, and if we would just trust in you. Peace beyond understanding, dear Father, is what we're asking for. We're thinking, dear Father, that there is no place we can go that you're not there. We thank you, Jesus, for blessing the ones that are lonely today. Blessing the ones, dear Father, that are lost today. May it be something we do or say that you have given us to do and say that have changed their lives, that have bring them around to your perfect peace. Hallelujah. We thank you for sweet rest, unexpected financial breakthroughs, unexpected job offers, unexpected healing in our marriages and our relationships. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, I've enjoyed being with you tonight, this morning. God bless you. Remember to rate the show. I remind you that you can listen to the show over and over again. You can download the show. Please share it with someone. Share it with someone. Allow somebody else to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Play it over and over again. Hallelujah. Join us on the next time. We'll be right here. We're still loving the Lord. God loves you more than anything, more than that circumstance. God loves you. Until the next time, this is Minister Vaughn Dumas of sunny San Antonio. Saying good night. God loves you. Bye-bye.